Right. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother." "Teacher," he declared, "all these I have kept since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said. "Go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have a treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus said, "Again, children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Peter said to him, "We have left everything to follow you." "I tell you the truth," Jesus replied, "no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children's fields with them. And with them, persecutions." Nice. "And in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first."
Thank you so much. É uma passagem bem conhecida.
This is a well-known passage.
E eu quero talvez trazer algum aspecto que você ainda não tenha
percebido. And I want to try to maybe bring up a few details you might not have noticed yet.
E eu creio que o Senhor vai falar conosco essa noite através da sua palavra.
And I trust God will speak to us through his word tonight.
Sabemos que fomos chamados para sermos como Jesus.
We know we are called to be like Jesus.
Chegamos à maturidade, à estatura dele.
To reach maturity and full stature in him.
E sabemos que esse processo só vai se completar.
And we know that this process will only reach its fullness.
Quando Jesus retornar.
When Jesus returns.
Quando o virmos face a face.
When we see him face to face.
Mas não podemos esquecer.
But we cannot forget.
Que a gente ainda não chegou lá.
That we are not there yet.
Que tem muito a ser transformado.
There are a lot to be changed in us.
Nas nossas vidas.
There is a lot to be changed in our lives.
Para ser transformado ao padrão de Jesus.
So we can reach Jesus' pattern.
Ouvimos muitos testemunhos aqui do que foi dito no 412.
We heard a lot of testimonies from guys that went to 412, the conference.
E que nós temos a tendência de colonizar o reino de Deus.
In the conference we heard that we have the tendency to want to colonize the kingdom of God.
Os seus valores com a nossa lógica, a gente tende a dominar.
We try to dominate its values by our logic.
A gente tenta domesticar a Deus.
And we try to domesticate God.
E é muito fácil para a gente na carreira cristã.
And it's very easy for us in the Christian walk.
Para adotarmos ritos, costumes, hábitos.
To adopt rituals and kind of like automatic ways of doing things.
Ao invés de nos aprofundarmos no relacionamento com Jesus.
Instead of getting deeper in a relationship with Jesus.
E isso só nos faz ficar mais distante dos caminhos.
But that only makes us more distant from the ways of God.
E do destino que Deus tem para nós.
And from the destiny that God has for us.
Deus está sempre em movimento.
God is always moving.
E se eu estiver parado em meu conforto,
and if I'm standing still in my comfort zone,
eu nunca vou poder acompanhá-lo.
I'll never be able to follow him.
Então, o que eu quero dizer nesta noite,
so what I want to say tonight,
é que só o relacionamento com Jesus transforma.
And the title of my message is that only relationship with Jesus transforms.
A gente vê nessa história, nesse encontro de Jesus com o jovem rico.
In this passage of Jesus with the young rich man, we see
muitas coisas.
A lot of things.
Primeiro, talvez,
first of them,
que a atitude dele não era correta.
Is that his attitude was not correct before God.
Porque ele estava tentando ser validado por Deus.
because he was trying to validate himself
ao invés de se submeter a Deus.
Instead of submitting to Jesus.
Porque ele chega correndo, se ajoelha.
Because he comes running and he kneels.
E ele chama Jesus bom mestre.
And he calls Jesus a good master.
E Jesus responde, por que você me chama bom?
But then Jesus replies, why do you say I'm good?
Não há outro bom senão Deus.
There's no other but God.
Que é bom.
He's the only one that's good.
E é importante a gente entender que Jesus não estava dizendo que ele não era bom.
And it's important for us to understand that Jesus was not saying that he was not good.
Ou que ele não era Deus.
Or that he was not God.
O que ele estava querendo dizer.
What he was trying to say.
Ou fazer com que aquele jovem entendesse.
Or making, or trying to make that young man understand.
Que se ele realmente valorizava Jesus.
Is that if he really treasured Jesus.
Como Deus.
As God.
Então aquilo que Jesus estava para dizer.
That what Jesus was about to say
deveria ser recebido como a palavra de Deus.
Should be received as the word of God.
Jesus era Deus e sabia disso. Ele
Jesus
é Deus.
Was and is God and he knew that.
Mas ele estava querendo que o jovem se posicionasse.
But he wanted the young man to position himself.
De maneira a receber o que ele tinha para entregar.
In such a way to receive all that Jesus could give him.
E a gente vê que o interesse do jovem era genuíno.
But we see the young man had an earnest desire.
Ele queria saber como participar do reino de Deus.
He wanted to know how to be a part of the kingdom of God.
Como receber a vida que há em Deus.
How to receive the life that is in God.
E Jesus então diz para ele, você conhece os mandamentos.
And Jesus turns to him and says, you know all the commandments.
Ama seu pai e sua mãe.
Love your father.
Não
your
mata,
mother,
não rouba.
Do not kill, do not steal.
Não dá testemunho falso, não adultera.
Do not bear false witness, do not covet.
E ele diz, tudo isso eu tenho feito desde pequeno.
And the young man replies, I've been doing that since I was a little kid.
E Jesus, conhecendo o que havia no coração dele.
But Jesus knowing what was in his heart.
Falou, mas você ainda falta uma coisa.
Said to him, you only lack one thing.
Porque aos olhos de todos,
because to the eyes of everyone else,
ele era o melhor crente que havia na igreja.
He was the best believer in church.
Ele fazia tudo direitinho.
He would do everything as the word said.
Ele era educado.
He was polite.
Ele tratava os outros com respeito.
He treated people with respect.
Provavelmente ele dava o seu dízimo, suas ofertas.
He probably tithed and gave money.
E os sacrifícios que a lei exigia.
And the sacrifices that the law demanded.
Aparentemente estava tudo bem com ele.
And apparently everything seemed all right.
Mas Jesus sabia que faltava algo para ele.
But Jesus knew there was something missing.
E isso é um alerta para a gente.
And that's an alert for us.
Porque a gente pode achar que está fazendo tudo certo.
Because we can assume and presume that we're doing everything right.
Mas a gente não pode esquecer que a gente precisa do principal.
But we cannot forget that there's one main thing.
Que é o relacionamento com Jesus.
That is relationship with Jesus.
Porque foi para isso que ele nos chamou.
Because that's what he called us for.
A gente lê no livro de Hebreus,
we read in Hebrews,
capítulo 10,
chapter 10,
que as leis e os ritos do Antigo Testamento,
that the laws and rituals from the Old Testament,
nunca foram capazes,
they were never able,
de produzir uma consciência nova com em relação ao pecado,
to lead us to a new conscience towards sin.
Ano após ano, mês após mês,
year after year and month after month,
eles iam com o seu sacrifício.
They would go with their sacrifices,
e nunca mudavam a atitude.
But they would never change their ways.
Por quê?
Why?
Porque eles não tinham a possibilidade de um relacionamento com Jesus.
Because they didn't have the possibility of a relationship with Jesus.
Mas Jesus fala que quando ele veio como sacrifício
But Jesus
perfeito,
says that when he came as a living sacrifice.
Ele foi perfeito.
He was perfect.
E ele nos deu o seu sacrifício foi feito de uma vez por todas.
And it was the final sacrifice.
De uma vez por todas.
The ultimate sacrifice.
E ele nos deu uma nova consciência.
And he gave us a new conscience.
Para que a gente possa servir a Deus.
So we could serve God.
E ter um relacionamento com ele.
And have a relationship with him.
E esse é um privilégio que nós temos.
And that's the privilege we have.
E isso nos faz pensar na segunda questão.
And that makes us think about the second point.
Que a gente precisa sempre ver Jesus.
We always need to see Jesus.
E 2 Coríntios, você não precisa abrir 3:18.
You don't have to go there, but 2 Corinthians 3:18.
Diz que todos nós sem o véu agora.
Says now that we with an unveiled face.
Podemos contemplar a glória de Deus como por espelho.
We can behold the glory of God as if in a mirror.
E sermos transformados de glória em glória.
And be transformed in glory by glory.
Mas,
but,
este jovem estava vendo Jesus.
That young man was looking at Jesus.
E mesmo assim ele não foi transformado.
And even though he was looking at Jesus, he was not transformed.
Ele saiu da mesma maneira.
He left the same way he encountered Jesus.
Por quê?
Why?
Porque não basta somente ver Jesus ou saber sobre Jesus.
Because it's not good enough to only look or know about Jesus.
A gente precisa entender quem realmente ele é.
We need to understand who he really is.
A gente precisa discernir.
We have to discern.
O que ele fez por nós.
What he has done for us.
E a gente precisa enxergar a grandeza dele. A gente precisa valorizar.
And we need to value his greatness.
Valorizar o rei e o reino.
We need to value the king and the kingdom.
Quando Jesus estava ensinando o Sermão do Monte,
when Jesus was teaching on the mount,
o Sermão do Monte, como é que é?
Sermon of the Mount? Do you call it that?
Yeah. Ele falou que o nosso coração segue aonde o nosso tesouro está.
He said that our heart will go where our treasure is.
E depois um pouquinho adiante ele fala que nós devemos acumular então tesouros
further,
no céu.
He says we have to store up treasures in heaven.
E a gente com o nosso pensamento grego e lógico,
and like we saw with our Greek thinking and logic thinking,
a gente acha que tem atitudes boas ou boas obras que a gente pode fazer.
We think there are good works we can do.
Que vão mandar riqueza para o céu, como transferir dinheiro.
That will automatically store up treasures for us in heaven.
Mas o que a gente pode contribuir com a riqueza do céu?
But what riches can we add to heaven?
O que Jesus está querendo dizer, na verdade, é
what Jesus is trying to say,
que a gente tem que valorizar o céu acima de todas as coisas.
Is that we need to treasure heaven, value heaven,
acima de tudo.
Above everything else.
E é isso que ele quer ensinar para esse jovem.
And that's what he's trying to teach that young man.
E ele faz um convite para esse jovem.
And he makes an invitation to that man.
Para que ele possa se achegar, se aproximar.
So that he could get closer to Jesus.
Ver quem realmente Jesus é.
And to really see him as he is.
Entender a grandeza do Deus de toda a glória.
And understand the greatness of the God of everything.
E então segui-lo.
And then follow him.
Ter um relacionamento com ele.
In a relationship with him.
Porque somente saber sobre o rei.
Because only knowing about the king.
Ver o rei.
And seeing the king.
Mas sem discernir.
But without a discernment.
Sem valorizar.
Without treasuring it.
Não vai produzir nenhuma mudança.
It's not going to produce any change.
E a gente precisa então pesar o nosso coração.
So we need to weigh our hearts.
Para saber o quanto valorizamos o rei e o reino.
To know how much do we really treasure the king and the kingdom.
E é muito interessante.
And it's very interesting.
Porque Jesus apresenta ao jovem.
Because Jesus offers that young man.
O preço que vai custar para segui-lo.
He tells him the price that will cost him to follow Jesus.
E ele é o mesmo preço que Jesus fala para todos?
And it's the same price for everyone else.
Everything. Tudo.
Everything.
Sorry. O preço é tudo.
The price, the cost is everything.
Eu não sei o que é o seu tudo.
I don't know what's
hoje.
Everything to you today.
Mas eu sei que tem algo que você precisa entregar hoje.
But I know there's something that you need to handle. Hand to God today.
assim como eu tenho.
Just like I have.
E amanhã teremos outra coisa.
And tomorrow we have something else.
E depois de amanhã outra coisa.
And after tomorrow something else.
E a gente precisa entender.
And we need to understand.
Que esse preço.
That price.
Vale a pena.
That cost is worth it.
E ao invés de ficar pensando o quanto a gente já pagou.
And instead of thinking how much we already gave.
A gente precisa pensar, será que falta muito ainda?
We need to think, is there anything more I can give you, no?
Porque eu quero dar tudo.
Because I want to give everything.
A gente pensa que talvez Jesus seja duro demais.
We sometimes think that Jesus was harsh.
Ou exigente demais.
Or maybe asking too much of that man in us.
Mas a gente precisa lembrar que Jesus é aquele que ensina.
But we need to remember that Jesus is the one that teaches.
Com autoridade.
With authority.
Porque ele vive o que ensina.
Because he lives what he preaches.
E a gente precisa lembrar que ele em primeiro lugar.
And we need to remember that him in the first place.
Abriu mão de toda a riqueza do céu.
He gave up all heaven's riches and glory.
Tudo.
Everything.
Para vir nos resgatar.
To come and rescue us.
Então ele pode pedir de nós.
So he can ask us.
Para entregar tudo.
To give up our riches.
Ele é maior.
He is bigger.
Ele é mais valioso.
He is greater.
Que todo o mundo.
He's more valuable than all the world.
Que toda a história.
All the history.
Que todas as coisas.
That all things.
Ele é o criador.
He's the creator.
O sustentador.
The sustainer.
Da vida.
Of life.
Ele nos dá tudo.
And he gives us everything.
Ele é o rei da glória.
He's the king of glory.
Ele é o rei da eternidade.
He's the king of eternity.
Ele é o nosso Senhor e
he's
Salvador.
He's our Lord and Savior.
Eu uma vez ouvi um pregador americano.
One time I heard an American preacher.
Na verdade, ele é um mestre.
Actually, he's kind of like a master.
Com livros publicados, um autor.
A lot of books published. And...
E um dos estudantes na universidade perguntou para ele.
And one of the students in his university asked him.
Como um homem só.
How can one man.
Pode valer. Por toda a humanidade.
Be worth the whole humanity.
Como o sacrifício de um homem.
How can the sacrifice of one man.
Um único homem.
One man.
Pode
a single man,
ser suficiente para perdoar os pecados de todos.
Enough to forgive the sins of a whole mankind.
E aquele professor respondeu.
And that teacher replied.
Eu fico muito feliz com esse tipo de pergunta.
I am very happy with these kind of questions.
Porque me dá a oportunidade de dizer.
Because it gives me the opportunity to say.
Que esse homem.
That man.
É Jesus.
Is Jesus.
O Deus encarnado.
The God in flesh.
O criador de todas as coisas.
The creator of all things.
O salvador de toda a humanidade.
The savior of all humanity.
O santo.
The holy.
O verbo de Deus.
The word of God.
O cordeiro de Deus.
The lamb of God.
E o valor dele.
And his worth.
Excede de todos juntos.
Goes beyond everyone else.
Ele vale mais do que todas
his
as coisas.
He's worth more than everything else.
E ele nos chama para termos um relacionamento com
and
ele.
And he calls us to have a relationship with him.
Hoje de manhã.
And this morning.
Eu fui ao culto da Sunningdale.
I went to Sunningdale AM.
E durante o louvor,
and during worship,
eles estavam cantando canções antigas.
They were singing some old school songs.
E hinos tradicionais até.
And actually some traditional hymns.
E teve uma canção.
And there was one song
que falava sobre as trevas que
talked about the darkness.
Que cobriram o dia durante a crucificação.
That covered the earth during the crucifixion.
E naquele momento o Senhor falou comigo.
In that moment the Lord spoke to me.
E falou que ali o filho do homem.
And he said to me that in that moment the Son of Man.
Estava anulando toda a possibilidade.
Was annulling all the possibility
de um esforço humano
of a human effort
para nos tornarmos bons.
To become good.
Porque a Bíblia fala que Jesus foi crucificado como filho do homem.
Because the Bible says that Jesus was crucified as the son of man.
Mas foi ressurreto como filho de Deus.
But he was resurrected as the son of God.
E aquelas trevas.
And those darkness.
Significa que não há esperança para ninguém.
That darkness that symbolizes the lack of hope for anyone.
Na força natural.
In your natural strength.
Para se tornar bom.
To become good,
para se tornar digno,
to become worthy,
de relacionamento com Deus,
to make yourself worthy of relationship with God.
Nós precisamos morrer com Ele,
and we have to die with Him,
para podermos ressuscitar com Ele,
so we can be resurrected with Him,
numa vida nova,
in a new life,
e podemos aprender,
and we can learn,
caminhando,
walking.
Com esse que é verdadeiramente bom.
With him that is truly good.
Somente unido com o Espírito de Cristo.
And only united with the Spirit of God.
E o poder da sua ressurreição.
And the power of his resurrection.
É que temos vida e transformação.
Is that we have life and transformation.
E o que significa hoje para a gente?
And what does it mean today for us?
Vende tudo, entrega aos pobres e me segue.
To sell everything we have, give it to the poor and follow him.
Significa que nós temos que valorizar a comunhão com Jesus acima de todas as coisas.
It means that we have to treasure a relationship with Jesus above anything else.
Que nós devemos e temos que usar todos os nossos recursos.
That we can and should use all our resources.
Disponíveis que temos.
Everything that's available to us.
Para compartilhar.
To share
a verdadeira riqueza com aqueles que são pobres.
The true riches with those who are poor.
Que ainda não conhecem o tesouro da vida com Cristo.
With those that do not know the treasure of a life with Christ.
E temos que estar dispostos.
And we have to be willing.
De nos arrepender.
To repent.
Dos nossos próprios caminhos.
Of our own ways.
Que são independentes de Jesus.
That go independent from God.
E que a gente deve ir e seguir.
And that we must go and follow.
Jesus, aonde quer que ele vá.
Jesus, wherever he goes.
A gente vê que o jovem
we
correu aonde Jesus estava indo.
That rich man ran where Jesus was going.
Encontrou com Jesus.
Met with Jesus.
E seguiu o seu próprio caminho.
But followed his own way.
Nós não podemos ser assim.
We cannot be like that.
Que diferença faz de seguir Jesus na sua e na minha vida?
What's the difference between following Jesus in your life and in my life?
O mundo está vendo essa diferença?
Is the world seeing that difference?
Que nós estamos dispostos a entregar tudo para aquele?
Are we showing them we are willing to give everything up for him?
Que deu tudo para nós?
That gave everything for us.
Eu gosto quando eu leio Hebreus 11.
When I read Hebrews 11
e 12,
and 12,
diz que vários heróis da fé.
I like it when he teaches about the heroes of faith.
Homens e mulheres como você e eu.
Men and women like you and me.
Mas que deixaram tudo.
But that left everything.
Posição,
their
riqueza,
status and riches.
Segurança,
their safety.
Bens.
Their material things.
Tudo para seguir Jesus.
They left everything to follow Jesus.
E o que o autor destaca para nós?
And what the author writes at the end?
É que esses homens e mulheres,
is that those men and women,
o mundo não era digno deles.
The world was not worthy of them.
Será que podem dizer isso de mim e de você?
Can people say that about us, about me and you?
Que o mundo não é digno da gente?
That this world is not worthy of us.
Eu gostaria que sim.
I would like to say so.
E eu acho que Jesus também.
And I think Jesus would like that as well.
Por essa história do jovem rico.
Through that story and that passage of the young rich.
A gente pode aprender.
We can learn.
Que nós podemos saber sobre Jesus,
that we can know about Jesus,
encontrar e ver Jesus,
we can meet with him, see him,
até mesmo receber o amor de Jesus,
even receive the love of Jesus.
Quando você tiver tempo,
when you have time to read,
você pode prestar atenção no texto,
you can see it in the text, that
que quando Jesus falou para ele vende tudo,
that when Jesus said to sell, when Jesus told him to sell everything,
diz o texto que Jesus o amou.
The verse says that Jesus loved him.
Então nós podemos saber sobre Jesus.
So we can know about Jesus.
Ver Jesus.
We can see Jesus.
Conhecer o amor de Jesus.
Know the love of Jesus.
E mesmo assim saímos indiferentes no nosso próprio caminho.
And even in that we can go our own way.
Mas se a gente reconhecer que andar com ele,
but if we recognize that walking with him,
vale mais do que tudo,
is worth more than everything,
e que nos entregamos em obediência,
and then to surrender ourselves into obedience,
e dar tudo o que ele nos pede,
and giving him everything he asks us,
nós seremos transformados,
we'll be transformed,
seremos mais parecidos com ele,
we'll be more like him,
seremos a igreja que ele nos chamou para ser,
we'll be the church he called us to be.
E nós vimos a promessa no final quando o Chris até engasgou.
And we saw even the promise where Chris even had a little choke moment there. The promise that Jesus makes at the end.
Que nós seremos consolados com vida agora.
That we'll be having life now.
Com a família, com
with
mais.
With family, brothers, sisters.
Muito mais do que a gente pode dar.
Many more than we can give.
E ainda com a vida eterna,
and even in eternal life,
que está para se manifestar com a volta de
Jesus,
that
will be manifested in his coming.
Precisamos ser um povo,
we need to be a people,
dispostos,
willing,
a entregar tudo por ele,
to surrender everything for him.
O que ele tem pedido a você,
what has God been asking of you?
Porque diariamente é isso que precisamos saber.
Because that's the only thing you need to know daily.
E a gente precisa entender.
And we need to understand.
O privilégio que temos.
The privilege that we have.
De andarmos com ele.
To walk with him.
Segui-lo.
To follow him.
E sermos transformados.
And be changed.
Essa é a minha oração.
That's my prayer.
Para esta igreja.
For this church.
Para nossa igreja.
For our church.
E para a igreja no mundo.
And for his bride.
Que Deus os abençoe.
May God bless you guys.
Wonderful. That is the gospel, isn't it? Maybe we can close our eyes and just briefly end this meeting. I'm not going to add anything, but if you would know if the Holy Spirit has highlighted something in your life, like that rich young man tonight, that the Lord is highlighting, not me, not Ronaldo, not the worship, something that the Lord is highlighting that is in your heart, that you know this thing, I've not given it to God, I've not surrendered, there's I'm still holding on to this thing. And just every eye closed, every head bowed, I would just like to give an opportunity for us to acknowledge that before the Lord. It's like even possible tonight in this wonderful meeting that we've had. You've come in, you've met with Jesus, you've experienced the love of Jesus, but you can still walk out in your own way. And I don't think that is what is pleasing to Jesus. I think Jesus wants us to encounter him and walk out the way that he wants us to walk out. Because at the end of the day, it's really about him. It's not about us. And so with every eye closed, with every head bowed, no one looking around, is there something in your life keeping you from God? Is there something in your life that you know is an idol? Something that you love actually more than Jesus? That if Jesus were to take it away, you kind of would, like everything would kind of crumble into pieces. Just allow the Holy Spirit to reveal things. And like Ronaldo said in his preach, today it's one thing, tomorrow it's another thing. It never stops. This process of becoming like Jesus never stops. There's always, in my own life, there's always something that pops that I've got to repent and say, God, I'm sorry, I've made this more than you. just with no one looking around, just you and God. Just respond. If there's something that you would like to, you don't want to be like that rich young, I'm going to have Ronaldo pray for you. But just in a brief moment, just stand. Just acknowledge what it is before Jesus that you want to repent. Just, if there's something between you and God, just repent.
I just have a picture that God gave me this morning about this preach. And God said to me to go and look at the gladiators. And I saw a picture of two gladiators fighting. And you got different gladiators that they used to pitch against it. And I saw this gladiator with a net that had thrown over the other gladiator. And the other gladiator was entangled in the net. And the interesting thing about gladiators was that when they gave up, they had to put down their sword and then stick their left hand up in the air with their pointing finger up in the air to ask for mercy. And if you look at it, God looked at us and Jesus came and he was entangled in the net of our sins and he lifted up his hand and God says, I'm going to punish you. I'm going to kill you for their debt. And tonight God is asking the same thing. He's asking, you are already entangled in that net. You are sitting here. You are already entangled in the net that God has cast over you because he wants to save you. He wants to pull you forth like a fish out of the sea. And tonight God is saying, will you give up the fight that you have fought against me? Will you give up the things like what Ronaldo is preaching, the things that you think is important? The things that you think, this is my life, this is my ministry, this is my money, this is my car, this is my house, this is my husband, this is my wife, this is my kid. Will you give that forth? Will you put down your right hand to the ground and lift up your left hand with the finger pointing above you and saying, give me mercy because everything I have is yours. And I really believe tonight God is saying, give to me what you are holding back. And I want to ask you guys, if that is you, lift up your left hand and point to the heaven and say, God, here I am. I am already in your net. I give you whatever I think is mine to keep. I give you everything.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just for those standing, just interact with God. Just allow your spirit to repent and just speak to God. And just want to give an opportunity. And then I'm going to ask Ronaldo to pray for people. So I just still believe there's actually more people that need to respond. I feel like the Holy Spirit will, in the next minute or two, actually show us things that we are still holding on to. So I believe there's more people that need to actually respond to God still. And even... actually, even very things that actually seem very spiritual. It's just one thing that I actually just right now feel like the Holy Spirit is highlighting is this, and it's been coming through the conference. But an over strong desire. I don't know how to put it. An over strong desire to understand knowledge and theology, but there's no relationship with God. Maybe you've given yourself. Over to books and things, but you've missed out on a relationship with God. But tonight also, just would like to create an opportunity. If there's anyone in the room tonight that you don't know Jesus, you don't know this man that whose worth is more than all of us combined, and all of us can say how beautiful he is. He's saved me. There's no one like Jesus. I don't say that because I'm a pastor. I say that because he saved me from my sinfulness. I say that because I was lost. I was lost in my own way, like this rich young man. And maybe tonight there's someone in the room that is lost. You haven't found your way. You haven't walked in his ways. And maybe tonight actually you are encountering, like that rich young man, you are encountering Jesus. And the question is, will you walk away your own way or will you surrender and walk his way? I would like to create an opportunity. If there's someone in the room that's never done that, every eye closed, no one is looking around. Just want to create an opportunity. Is there anyone tonight that would love to surrender their lives to Jesus? Just raise your hand, whether you're sitting or standing. Is there anyone like that? Just want to create an opportunity. The Bible says the only way that we can be made right with God is through Jesus. Not attending church, not reading Bible, not thinking we are good, not thinking we've done good enough, a number of good things. The only way is that we come to this point where we surrender our lives to Jesus. If you are here tonight and you've not surrendered your life to Jesus, I'm telling you, if you die tonight, it's not going to be good enough. You won't make it to heaven. So this is your moment. If there's anyone in the room tonight, you know that your relationship with Jesus is not right. It's never been in a place where it's been right. That's you. I want to ask you just for a moment to raise your hand. We'd love to minister to you and pray for you. Is there anyone like that? No one's looking around. I'm the only person that's looking. Just raise your hand if that's you. If you are not right with God and you know it. You know, your heart would know if you are not right with God. All right. Ronaldo, I want to ask these people that have responded to the promptings of the Holy Spirit that you'd pray that we would surrender the things in our lives.
Oh, Jesus, you are worthy of all. We thank you because of your sacrifice, we can receive your spirit and understand your heart, your love, your desire for us. I thank you because in our flesh, we can never be good enough or work our salvation. But we surrender to your word, we surrender to your spirit, we surrender to you tonight. I thank you because nothing is impossible for you. And it's you our hope. It's you that we trust. You that begun the good work and will finish, will complete it until the day of your coming. Lord, please wash us new again and again and again until we can reflect your glory. We want to commit our lives again to follow you, to go with you, to do your way. Please receive us in your presence. We recognize that everything we have comes from you, even our breath. Let us consider the things from above. Let us always look up to you, Jesus. Come tonight. Make your bride shine for you because you deserve it. Don't let our hearts grow weary. Don't let our eyes be distracted by the things, the riches of this world. We want your value above everything. And your kingdom here. We want to be an expression of your kingdom, of your love. We want to be transformed by you, Jesus. We need you. We are tired of ourselves. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for this church. You're a good God. You're a good Father. You're a good Master. You are God. And we are yours. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I'm reminded as Ronaldo shared tonight, just briefly reminded, and it's something that I tell people often, but there was a time in my life where God actually ask me whether I would be willing to put the idea of me and Lisa to death. And I can stand before you tonight and I can say that there was a time a couple of years ago where I've done that. And I say to people that the only things that can live in the kingdom is the things that have died. And God knows our hearts. He knows what we love. That word that Renal says, He loves us. I want to remind you that before you go tonight, that you need to know Jesus loves you. He loves you. Amen.